So we are here. We have Kara back on our podcast.
Oh, yeah. Repeat guest.
Yes. To talk about some scholarships, to talk about her story, to hopefully motivate you to do something different while going to college.
Yes. Kara is the perfect person to have in your life and in our life for anybody who is thinking about college. And she's just she's an amazing human, but also she knows her stuff. So yeah, we need to put her in front of you so that if you have anybody in your life in that position, she's going to be able to help them.
Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt-free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know, plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast. And so, Kara, start off by telling us a little bit about who you are and we've heard it before, but give us a condensed version of your story.
Yeah. So I was going to say, do you actually know if I know my stuff or just nobody else has said that they sound good?
You had your credibility last time. We know. Yeah. Okay. We know you know your stuff.
That's funny. Yeah. And in this scenario of knowing stuff is because I figured out how to do it. So I can do is walk through my experiences. I'll tell you the condensed story and then share what I've done. And that's why I love to share this with other people. So yes. Hi, I'm Kara. I like to say I am a 20-something Christian entrepreneur, amateur snowboarder, recovering overachiever, ABCDFG, all the things. And I love to talk with people about personal finance, but found this niche in what I have done and can talk about on Paying for College Without Student Loans. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so my condensed story, because we've done a longer one in the past with you guys, I think it was like even before your like 100th episode. So it was a little bit back. I went and looked it up again. I connected with, learned about Dave Ramsey in high school. It was technically an additional math class because I had all of the requirements, personal finance. And I was like, I'm hooked. This is fascinating to me that there's a process to it. I was 16 dreaming about saving for retirement because I'm a nerd. To do that, though, I'm like, okay, I want to go to college, working on saving money for and finding ways to go to college. Long story short, I learned how to test out of classes, anything from CLEP tests to DSSTs are just different types. I talk more about on my podcast. And basically, so I could get college credits if I passed the final exam, because it's stuff I'd already learned in high school or whatnot. So I could get 3 to 6 college credits for $100. And there are programs now that if you use their study guides and pass and they give you reimbursement, some people are doing freshman year of college for free. Many different ways of doing this. I didn't even know about this then. Other things like paying for books. I was a writing tutor. They called it writing fellow. The program gave you free class, but I already had my classes paid for. So they're like, here's a gift card to the bookstore. Like all these little weird intricate puzzles are leapfrogged my way to figure this out, as well as scholarships. Internships that I did, like one with the National Park Service. Grants turned out when you're over 24, you count it as an independent student on the FAFSA, which is the application for federal aid. And so even though I was working, I was still in school. So I wasn't like full-time career working. So they're like, you're poor. Oh, okay. So like, here's a Pell Grant and different things molded together from testing out to community college to doing extra classes at community college, because there's an agreement with my university that you could do 2/3 of your degree at community. So it was cheaper. Going to Eastern Michigan University, getting scholarships there and some cash you know, just paid for. And I, when I went back and listened, I don't think I mentioned this last time when we did our first talk. And I admit it feels a little awkward saying, because you're not supposed to like always talk about money, so to speak. But like for the financial podcast, I think this talks about why I feel like I can speak to this and teach people about this is because I did this, the money I had saved up, I didn't have to use all for college. So I didn't just graduate debt free. I graduated with $10,000 left over my bank account that I was like, I feel safe with that amount, emergency fund. I started a business. Like I just jumped right into doing something instead of having to pay people back. So I think that's much more condensed than the last time we went through. And it was interesting. It was fun. It was also stressful, but it was like the concept of if people are getting married and they're like, divorce isn't an option. We're going to therapy. We're going to counseling. We're bonding other ways. For me, it wasn't so much that I just was so smart at figuring it out. It was more like loans weren't even an option for me. I was just, the next step was just, I was just going to have to figure it out. Or I went and did an internship for a year and saved money while before I did this other thing. I did graduate a little later, quote unquote, just like a few years later than people say you should, but like with no debt. And by now, and again, I don't know, it's so weird because I don't always talk about this even on my podcast, but by now, just a few years after college, like I'm 10,000, I'm almost 11,000 plus saved for retirement, like before I'm 30 and everything. And I'm so excited about this. So why not take a little longer, figure it out, go step by step, pay for it, and be ahead of the game. But maybe I can teach you guys listening how to do it, not take as long as I did, because it took a while to figure it out.
It always, it does. The first time takes longer, right? And you get better at it. And you have now helped so many people do what you did, maybe a little more efficient. But what I think qualified you in my book, which is obviously you are just a lovely young person. You love Jesus. Like all of that is very qualifying. But then you did every single type of how could I pay for college without loans? There's nothing you left on the table. You like, I did all of the things, which is that resourcefulness, that investigative, that proactive, like one of Dr. Covey's, one of the 7 habits of highly effective people, being proactive. You searched all these things out and didn't say, it's me, I don't know what to do. It was like, let me keep hunting on the next one. And that's just so cool. And there's so many different options than just scholarships, like that you're going to tell us or that you talk about and that you use.
I have so many points from what you said. So the first one was, can you imagine, Shayna, if we took a personal finance class in high school when they had offered? So we did not. We didn't have that option. And I can imagine like hearing about Dave Ramsey when I was 16. Oh my gosh, that would have completely changed my life. So kudos to you for grasping that and just taking charge. I think that is huge. Another thing is I was just having a meeting with my son and a person at his school about college. And she tried to have the whole student loans are okay. It's okay to graduate from college with debt. And I was like, that is not an option. Like she was looking at me because she knew where I stood on it. And I just flat out shut her down. And I was like, no, that's not.
Does she know you have a podcast and all this?
Huh?
Does she know about your podcast and everything?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. It's fine. But I literally just shut her down and she said, okay. And so she took a different route. But my son 100% knows, like, we will do everything Kara did while she was in college to graduate debt free and graduate with money in your pocket. I think that is huge that you mentioned that, because I don't think people know that they can do that. I don't think people know they can get reimbursed and actually have the money given back to them if they don't spend it.
I know that you have a million things you can respond with, Kara. Let me jump in before I forget, because you know I will. The thing that I want to point out that you said I might be a little behind, absolutely not, or slower or whatever. You have $10,000 in the bank, which most people will not do until they're 40, right? Probably, or late 30s. And then you didn't have a mortgage when you graduated college, which is what most people are basically dealing with. They have a huge payment. So even if they quote unquote got a better job because they graduated earlier, which is not, we're seeing that's not the case, they're still so far behind financially that they're never going to catch up to you. So it's, and I don't think that you have to do it slower. I think, like you said, you just were figuring out as you did. But even if you did, you're still ahead. You're still ahead of the game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You have, and what I love is now you're taking all of the wrong steps, the right steps that you did, and you're helping people get there, or they're going further faster because of you, right?
Well, I hope so. Thank you. That's so nice of all the comments to say. I think so, or at least that there are options, or at least that I've heard of the concept that some people might not do everything that I've done, or they might have. There are quite a few people have reached out to me that already had started, like I already have some loans before I learned about this. But there's still just a community aspect of learning that's possible. Mm-hmm. And I just want to throw out this. I love what you said where you told the advisor, like, oh, no, that's actually not an option. And you held your ground. And she went, the key word was you said she went a different direction, which is interesting because now I don't know her. I'm not saying this is her, but I think some people could probably, or some advisors could probably be like, it's just way easier on me. I mean, I'm dealing with 100 students right now. It's easier for me to just tell them about loans. But no, you're like, I need your advice and your help and suggestions on scholarships and grants and all this stuff. That could be maybe not your student's advisor, but for some people listening, that could maybe be why stuff is pushed on them, because it's a lot of work for the advisor too, to try to be like, okay, here are other options.
Yeah. The problem is a lot of the things that you found were, I really feel like it was like looking under boxes. Like you were really having to search and hunt it down. Or I know a lot of things, like God literally put some stuff in your lap too, but the average person didn't know about these things. And to your point, the average person only knows about financial aid. They all know that they can get loans for this, but tell us more. I like how you're going to tell us about how scholarships is like an iceberg. There's so much available once you just start looking. Tell us about that.
Oh, it's so fun. And that might not have been mine. Maybe I heard that and it's in my subconscious, but I feel like I coined it. I don't know. But I imagine it's an iceberg because you only see the tippy top of an iceberg. If someone is going to go to college, whether community college or university or 4-year, whatever, I'm just going to say college is the general term. There's usually some sort of financial aid award letter given. Even if you're not receiving any, usually you get a letter that says you're not receiving any, or here's some loan options. But if scholarships are listed based on someone's GPA or just stuff available, whatever, that is just the tip of the iceberg of what's actually available. It's great that they do the work for you, so to speak, or they're wanting you to get loans, but there are next levels. So usually you're getting so the tip of the iceberg is like what someone tells you basically at the school. Like then each college is a bit different. So this is not necessarily over all of them, but there tends to be a next step of some sort of general scholarship application. Oh, based on your initial information, this is what you just automatically get if you enroll with us. And then there's apply and answer all these different essay questions, and we'll just send them out to all of them that we know of within our system. And when I say know of within our system, that could either be just within the college, or maybe there's some that they're like affiliated with. Again, unfortunately, it just depends on the school. I don't have like base answer on all. There's so many colleges. There tends to be just like a general. And so then when you do that, there's the option on, okay, these are ones that you can be sent. It can be sent to, and then you might win scholarship money from those. So then there's a next level, and realize we're still in the college here. There's other businesses out in the world that could have scholarships, but we're still in the college. I would say a next step is, again, this might be unnecessary because maybe they're very transparent and already showed everything in the and in the general education, but there might be further down if you're like, I need to go plan an appointment with my financial aid advisor. What are some other scholarships you know of? That's the next step. And then sometimes there's also advisors in the sense of there's different advisors, right? There's also just planning your classes. Now, they probably won't have as much details on scholarships, but you might as well ask, oh, was there a student that did this program or did these classes that I'm doing now that you've heard of other scholarships they've gotten? That could be a next step they might know, or they might just be like, I have 500 people I'm dealing with. Go talk to financial aid. Even further, when a student gets into a certain program, and whether that's an official program trying to get into like nursing, or it's just like you're more so doing the business classes you had with that are for the major, whatever, not business, but just whatever. There tends to be more specific advisors with that program, not just the general, depending on the size of the school. So there's the chance to go talk to those advisors. Do you know about scholarships? Why there are different levels with that is they might all talk about other random ones or endowed scholarships, or you might have to specifically go to financial aid and say, does the school have any endowed scholarships? Mm-hmm. What that is like, again, it can depend on the qualifications of the school. But for example, like some rich donor, like their child went to school there and they want to put a certain amount of money for this obscure thing and only college juniors that are in computer science and have a Norwegian background or something. Just like the specific things, but they're not necessarily always listed in the general application that you all did before. They might be. But it's not like federally like oversight that like they have to be or something. Do you want to ask about endowed scholarships? And so again, that's just like the school.
Yeah.
Then there's, if you're still in high school, are there ones that your high school advisor knows about? If you're going from community to a university like I did, I joined an honor society that I actually did not do much in. I got to be honest with you. But I think the dues were like, I joined and there was like $60. And when I transferred to my university, it gave me $3,000 a year in a scholarship. Okay. So like there's chances, and that's in the full year to do that. And actually how I made sure that worked was I both talked with the advisor at my community college and the university to make sure the wires were straight.
Yes.
And I was like, and so I had all that. Then there's the next step of think about yourself. When I say you guys, listeners, right? Who do you know in your sphere? Does you, whether you're working, adult, non-traditional student, or your student, like the parent, have a scholarship associated with their job? The credit union I'm a part of, and I do not believe in, I don't need credit, but it's the bank, right? Right. They call it credit unions now, which is still confusing. You can get a loan through it. I don't, but it's my bank. But specifically credit unions, they have scholarships related to that, whether you're in high school and college. And they send an email out about it because a lot of people don't know about it. And then there's who do you know at your with your friends and church? What are the spheres of influence? What did their kids do? Who got scholarships? And then you can branch out to just the general scholarship databases on scholarshipal.com, niche.com, Unigo, et cetera, et cetera. Or there's literally just random ones like out some random law office that's like, I want to help students. I'm going to give an option for write this essay and we might give you $1,000. And so that's where I try to come in and be like, I can find students scholarship opportunities that they would qualify for by trying to hunt down these other kind of random ones. I can work with people on the university too, but it tends to be like university either already tells them what's available or like the actual student has to plan a time with financial aid. Like I can't be like, on behalf of so-and-so, I come to talk to you about these scholarships. And they're like, we don't know who you are. You have to have a student ID. So I deal with looking at outside scholarships. Basically, that's just even the world of scholarships.
Yeah.
There's grants, which is usually more income-based, but there are grant options. I did an internship, like I said, with the National Park Service through AmeriCorps. Technically, it was called an education award. So it's like you knew you were getting it, but it wasn't income during. It was like if you finish your stint of time, then you get the money that can be sent to the school. At this point, I'm at like the, this is not actually scientifically correct, but I'm at the roots of the iceberg that are stretching out in all directions that could be connected to this, that, or the other thing. And it really depends. And unfortunately, scholarships open and close, I want to say every day or at least every week and month that some reopen again, some you never hear from again. It was a one-time thing. And that's why it's always changing. Even if you have a student who is now like your oldest child found these scholarships and your other child 3 years younger, there's entirely different opportunities available. Some the same, maybe some different. So, okay, it's like a sentient being, AI rooted iceberg. There's so much to it, but it literally like that tip that you see of the financial aid award letter they give you is barely the tip of the iceberg. So that's my spiel.
It's a good spiel. It's a really good spiel. I think one thing that struck me about what you said is talking to each advisor. So I imagine most people stop at that letter and they say, okay, I didn't get anything. I'll just take out loans. Then you have the next level that will go talk to the first advisor that you mentioned, like you said, and say, hey, what do you know? What's somebody sent you a brochure that you that's collecting dust? What do you got? You got anything for me? And you're one of probably a thousand that maybe actually asked that question, that they can deliver that extra resource. And then like you were talking about, you're going to each level, each different person that is like that, that most people stop when they got the loan. They don't even keep investigating. And that the tenacity that you had and that you're teaching is what I think, not only it's so good because none of us want to go in debt, but it's such a good life skill to keep pursuing what you want, to not stop at what the world says is the norm and just keep pushing for what's right. And I just love that.
I just think it's so important going past that first level, like Shayna said, because when I remember my last semester in school, this girl said that she got a $5,000 scholarship from the department of the university that I was at. I didn't even know that was a thing, but somebody told her to go ask the department for a scholarship and she got it. And I was so frustrated because I had better grades than her.
Yeah.
But nobody told me any of this was available.
And this is, Kara, we're in Florida and we've just found out about some scholarship opportunities that our boys could have qualified for this whole time.
Years ago.
And we did not know. And so it really is about researching. And there, that whole stat about how much scholarship dollars go unawarded every year, whatever. It's true. It's just we're all busy and not thinking, not knowing what the options are, but they're out there.
Yeah. And it's definitely not like if someone's listening and I'm bashing my head on the wall, I should have known or looked it up. Not necessarily because you didn't know what you didn't know. Mm-hmm. But that's where us, I feel, is the whole like bringing awareness to the options. So I love how you said that. Absolutely. I agree. Yeah.
Okay, wait. I heard that I have two younger girls. We both have freshman boys in high school, and then we have younger girls. And I heard something about middle schoolers. What? Tell me more.
Okay, no, entire disclaimer. There are the majority. I guess I haven't actually calculated them all. But from what I see, because I interact with all of them, there's the majority of scholarships available for someone in college or some grad school or like especially senior or maybe juniors going from high school to college. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of scholarships that say just general, like high school and college. So that could be freshman up, right? Or even some that just have age ranges that are like 13 or 14. So for example, there are quite a few on Unigo. And again, those depend on which ones are open. I'd have to go look. But that often have said age 13 or 14 up, and you have to use them within so many years. And so, again, there's not an oversight board of how many years. Like when I got the education award, I think I had to use it in 5 years. I tend to see these Unigo ones I mentioned within 5 or 6 years. So if they're like 13, 14, ideally they'd use it by then. It can depend, but there's the entire option. If any of your kids are in middle school, you might as well look. Or especially if you have students in high school, see what's going on. Maybe they could all do it together. Maybe have the younger student feel like they're involved and the older student not feel like they're missing out on other life things because they have to apply for scholarships. Oh, man. Because there are options a lot of times for ages 13 and 14 and up. Awesome. And I can't always pinpoint all of them because, like I said, they open and close. But it's just the awareness. This could be there for you guys.
I love that, the awareness. What were you going to say?
No, go ahead.
We just had a couple podcasts ago, Kara, about how teenagers can pay for their own car insurance. And moms didn't even know that was an option. And we had somebody email us and say, what? We were just talking about this. You have this podcast and now we can implement it. That is what we're trying to hope that what you're doing. I didn't even know this was a thing. I didn't even know to go ask the advisor. I didn't even know that I could look for middle school scholarships. They didn't even know. And all the light bulbs, all the things that they could, like, they will no longer be able to say they didn't know. We're helping you to know. Now you got to take action. But yeah.
Yeah. And just unveiling like all of this information, this new level of scholarships that you could be privy to and you just didn't even know. But with that, so when somebody goes applies for scholarships, do they all require recommendation letters or good GPAs or what are some criteria when they're applying for scholarships?
Yeah, and that's a huge question usually. Maybe not one question, but I feel like it's a group of questions. A lot of times when I'll do calls with people and they're like, unfortunately, I have all these questions. And my answer usually is...
It depends.
It depends. Which is so sad to say, and yet maybe a positive because that means if you are looking into it and figuring it out or having me figure it out, less, you know, other people are taking the time to figure it out, right? Well, there's more potential, maybe. Not all scholarships require recommendation letters. Not all you need a great GPA or any GPA option. Not all need a confirmed major. Sometimes they're just for high schoolers, college students in general. A lot of them are paid directly to the school. Like you have to report what school you're going to and prove it by having a student email or something and it's sent there. But not all. Some are simply just sent to the student and you're going to use it how you need. Like I did. I think it's episode 55 or so on my podcast. I'd have to go look about connecting with my cousin, actually. He's actually an engineer at NASA now, which is so cool. But he earned, maybe it wasn't episode 55. It was that he earned $55,000 in scholarships. But
wow,
they were not all just straight for the school. So he used it as his income. He used it for gas money and insurance and food somewhat. He lived at home, so I think maybe got some food there. I don't know the whole situation they laid out, but it wasn't just for college. It was for college expenses.
Okay, so wait. So this is a family thing. Like, this is a family thing about scholarships and no debt for college.
Right, I guess so. Now that I look back to it, a majority of my cousins either aren't in debt or aren't in very much student debt. But it really wasn't. I'm one of the younger ones. So it wasn't really, I'm not sure it was really as organized as that, but it just happened.
No, there was
that's
no family
I'm
class.
Like a fun game.
There wasn't a class that you all went to.
Like a competitive, no. This is what we're doing. Who can outdo each other?
That's awesome.
Exactly. No, yeah, but his is pretty extreme. And he's, yeah, I don't want to.
But even if it is extreme, that's why, like, we talk all the time. Yes, budgeting can feel overwhelming. There's a lot of moving parts. But there is help. Like, why bother trying to figure out on your own all of it? Get a jump start. Mm-hmm. And that's what you do. You've helped all these people. It is a little messy or complicated, it feels, but that's where you come in, right?
I hope so. Yeah, exactly. There's so many different levels. Like you're talking about with budgeting, like even if the first time you do it, heaven forbid, it takes hours and hours. But even if it's taking 5 hours or whatever because that's talking with your spouse or whatever, figuring it out, or like trying to figure out scholarships or ways to pay for college, mm-hmm. but on how not only that could save you ahead of time later on, but also build your relationship either with your spouse or your kid, talking about scholarships and payments for college. And even so, some might be mentioning, I did, this is not actually, if you don't mind, I throw this out. I didn't list that in that list of possible questions, but some say, do they all have essays? Because some students are great at it. Some are like, oh, I have no hope of doing this because my student's going to go into automotive technician because he or she wants to do it with their hands, not have to write a lot, which is great. We need that. But there are many scholarships out there that don't require an essay as well. Actually, I can say coming, I think we might have talked about this before, I did apply for some scholarships with essays, but all of mine that I got were not essay related. They were when I was in a choir. They were, you can do projects. Sometimes there's videos. I didn't do a video one, but I mean, there's other options. So it's not like my student doesn't like to write or has a bad GPA. We're still going to look for scholarships for them.
I love how you said that, because I'm sure my son will be excited that there are scholarships available that didn't work. Obviously, that's something he has to do, but writing isn't his favorite. But, you know, Kara, we actually have a lot of women that are going to school or going back to school. And I was speaking to a lady yesterday on a free call that was paying her way through school. So,
and just real quick, my newest client is, she's, her goal this year is to not use student loans for college.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So if awesome. Can you speak on that for maybe not just the parents that we have in the group that are looking for their kids, but those that are looking for themselves?
Yeah, definitely. There are definitely scholarships out there. And honestly, they're not even always too unusual sounding. What I mean is you don't always have to look for like scholarships for moms or parents. You can.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying they're just the awareness. There are usually a lot of these scholarships that just say they're just for college students. They don't even have a specific criteria. Then if you're just a college student, you can apply to them. Don't let that stop you. But also, wanted to throw out some key things you might want to look for. For example, the keywords returning student, which is perhaps could mean you had done some college and you're returning, or you had done high school and returning to college. And again, not oversight. I'm not sure if that's which one that always means when people use it, but you look for that keyword and see if you qualify, as well as a non-traditional student, which I think a lot of people might think that means minority student, which perhaps it could, but I usually see it as I'm not traditionally going from high school into college. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes it's an age range over 25, 30, 40, et cetera, or just not going straight from high school, right? And look at community colleges. For example, our local community college, along with having just amazing scholarship options that when I went, they even sent out an email one semester that was like, we have all this money still left. Please apply for it.
What a terrible problem.
But I also got a choir scholarship through. We talked about that last time we connected with you guys. I did with you guys. And on top of that, I know our local one currently has where it's, I haven't looked at all the details, but it's if you don't previously have a college degree and you're over 25, you can get it like 1 or 2 years paid for.
Nice.
So there are certain realms of it. And so I don't know, again, because I am past that at this point, when people say that or a community college says that, I don't always know if that will mean if you've not done any college or just like you never finished your degree.
Yeah.
But usually
like you're telling them use that keyword mm-hmm. and then you'll be able to decipher once you get the description of the scholarship. Yep. But that keyword is something you search for and it'll help you find the right ones for you.
Yeah.
And non-traditional student.
Yeah.
pick up the phone or send an email, communicate. As we always say, tell people, like, don't be afraid of the ask. Figure out when you see those terms that Kara is talking about, find out what they mean. So if they benefit you in any way, you can take advantage of that.
Absolutely. And I didn't always like calling people. Eventually, I got really good at politely bugging people over the phone, because sometimes I was like, two people told me two different things. You got to figure this out. But a lot of times I really employed email, because not only did it have to talk to someone like verbally or face to face, but I had record.
Paper
and I found later that sometimes record of it was super necessary. Or even if I talked to someone on the phone asking what link says this so that I can keep it for my records. Even if you say that, a lot of people are like, that sounds like a very intentional and intelligent person. You want to keep something for your records. Even if you don't want to call them, send them an email. Keep it recorded. Keep a special folder for it. I don't know, but it saved me sometimes later, even I'm dealing stuff with my minor, not with paying for college, just with like admissions and graduations that I could prove talking to the provost office about A, B, and C. We won't get into that, but that was stressful and I could prove it. So keeping track of things is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. And I love that bonus pro tip about having a record of everything. Okay, Kara, you're obviously a wealth of knowledge. You obviously know your stuff. You obviously are very compassionate as well. I think that really comes through whenever
Shines,
you talk.
Yeah.
So you're the perfect person to help all the people. Okay, so tell us how you help people and what they can do to get hooked up with you and get started.
Yeah, thank you. So basically, it's me asking anyone listening, would you just some scholarship opportunities handed to you on a silver platter? Like, how I can connect with people is, obviously, you can come listen to the podcast. It's called Money and Mental Peace, and I talk about finding scholarships and paying for college without student loans, amongst other little interspersed college and faith-related things. But basically, after college, I was like, what do I know how to do? They say you do $10,000 of something. Maybe you're an expert. I don't know. But I'm like, I know how to find scholarships, and it's supposedly a little bit faster than maybe some other people have done. All of this that I'm doing, this is complete transparency, and maybe I'm not the best salesman saying this, but you can do this. Like, you can look it up. You can search for it. I don't have some secret government dark web database that has all these, but are you doing it? Are you taking the time? Do you have time? Do you have the mental capacity, the stress handling, whatever? I could help students research and find scholarships for them based on their interests, plans for college, what they want to go into, major, what college they're going to, or even if they don't know those things, there are some scholarships out there, just general. And I actually connected with you guys to get a discount for all you listeners. Would you like me to tell about that, or you guys?
Well, absolutely. You should tell them.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You guys can go on over to the link that is Shana and Vanessa's. Literally, I've been talking to you guys for so long, and I think I say Shana and Shana interspersedly.
Fine, because everybody in my life does that. And I had a client that after our first session, she's, I'm guessing you're Shana because you didn't tell me, and I'm just guessing based on the podcast. And I was like, whoops. So I'm Shana.
Okay. This is that. I was like, Shana.
Long it.
Basically. Yeah, for Shannon and Vanessa, because I feel like we're so connected in what our podcasts do, right? And I've had you guys on mine. They have a special link for you guys in the description below that's going to be where you can come and sign up to hire me to find you guys scholarships for college. And if you use the special code CASH for college, all one word, this isn't a grammar class, okay? CASH for college, you can get 15% off. And also feel free to check out and send me some messages and questions if you're not too sure about all of this. But I think it'll work great because we'd love to connect with both our podcasts together, support, and get you guys some money opportunities.
Absolutely.
And, I feel like I should say this too. I'm sorry. With that hiring, it's me finding you guys $20,000 worth of scholarship opportunities. Doesn't mean you will be getting them because you will have to apply to them, or you can hire me to help you with that. But it's $20,000 in potential opportunities that you qualify for the eligibility requirements. You don't have to look for them.
Right.
And 15% off that for cash for college.
And I liked how you said qualify, because she's going to interview you, right? She's going to interview the listener and ask, like you said, their interests, their qualifications, everything. And you're only going to find scholarships that they specifically can go ahead to like the next day and apply for.
Yeah. And Kara said, it's not necessarily that you can't do this or your student can't do this. It is this the jumpstart that's really going to make a big difference? Yep. Is this booking this scholarship strategy session with Kara for 15% off? is that what is going to save you and your student $100,000 or more or less? That's fine. What she's going to do is get you that start, get you what you need, encourage you, tell you some tips, and then you'll have the on-ramp to this debt-free life. You'll have the exact plan on how to do it. And I think that's invaluable. It's worth a few bucks and time to do it.
Yeah. And I think the good question too is, all the information and maybe you can go on the websites, but will you?
Yeah.
Yes, do we have the time, but will you actually make it happen? And it is hard. It's hard to do it on your own, especially when the wormhole of scholarships, there's a lot out there. Like we talked about how many go unclaimed every year. So that is a thing. We're going to put all of her information in the show notes so you can email her and click on the link and just get her information and pick her brain.
Yeah. And you actually did this for one of our clients. And really what I felt like it did is it gave you a checklist. Okay, now here's my checklist. I don't have to second guess. I don't have to double back. I don't have to keep going down that wormhole, figure out what I'm doing. Here's all the things I'm going to do. I'm going to apply for all of these. I know what I'm doing. I have my job. I have my marching orders. And I got that from Kara. I made it like we were talking about another podcast. Just how can we make it simpler? No guesswork. How can I get there faster? And that's what Kara and a scholarship strategy session with Kara will do for you.
I love that. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Scholarship strategy session using the code Cash for College.
Yeah. And we'll have you on again. So every time you come on, we're going to just keep getting all the tips because we get more and more things and more knowledge every time. We can't wait to have you back, but we've loved having you. We wish you all the best in the cold weather that's happening to all of us. And it's worse for you. We're sorry about that. But we will talk to you next time, Kara.
Thank you. Oh, it's been fun. I've gone snowboarding. So
next one.
Okay.
See you guys later.
Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Yep. Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching now. Guys, this is the one-on-one hand-holding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes. So visit myidealbalance.com for all the details, all the links, everything you need to get connected.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way.